to the series of talks in your life. We're here in the studio with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. With us, as usual, is Nisim Mazoz. Hello. Hello. And we're dedicating this talk to this preparation towards the sensitive state in which Israel is now in. The Rav Lightman is presenting a unique approach of arvud, of mutual guarantee, as a national shield. And these days we're looking for defenses, we're looking for security because of the threats on the political level and all the threats that we're facing. So today we would like to talk to Rav Lightman and ask him what he means by arvud as the national shield, for him to explain to us the rationale behind it and what are the practical steps that you suggest for the Israeli public to take. So first of all, I would like to turn to the people of Israel and to awaken in them this very special, important point that usually we do not give any time at all. It is the point of connection between us, which is not usual, that like when we connect, then it's easier for us to take advantage of all of the possibilities in front of us, to have victory over our enemies, our haters, those who hate us, and the different obstacles that we face. But what we have here is a special opportunity, a special force, the ability that is called mutual guarantee, that by attaining this force, this special connection that's called our root, where all of us are in mutual guarantee, and we're all connected in our root, which is being as one man in one heart, as organs in one body. Through that, we can achieve a special force that will be as a shield for us. It's not a psychological shield for us to calm down a little bit and think that the trouble of many is half a problem, or to want to use all of the different means of defense and preparing the people for war. But by that, we want to reach a special force that will be not as a shield, but as our weapon. We want to be glad that we should be glad that we are discovering it, to be uplifted by having such an ability. Because if we reach this connection that is called mutual guarantee, then we reach a state that we are certain to win, to such an extent that we can even remove the threat, to remove war from the path, from our future. And we see at this historical point in our lives here, in the land of Israel, the people of Israel, a point of turn around, where if we connect, we can reach a completely different level of the people, of the state, and the special force, where we will truly be as the people of Israel, that it was founded out of this condition of the Arvut, as we learn from the Torah, that connection between us was the preceding condition for us becoming a people. During the state of standing before the mountain of Sinai, and it's written that there we became a nation. And the people, when it's in the state of arvut, of mutual guarantee, it can reach a victory in every field, and reach a solution to every state of crisis, to every problem, because all in all, all of the problems and troubles that always came to us since the destruction of the temple and onwards, and even before the destruction of the temple, a little bit before, were always only because our mutual guarantee had weakened. And this force is so powerful that it can correct all of the faults, all of the flaws in us, and all of the barriers that we are facing. Therefore, let us look in optimistic eyes at the future and see our future as good on the condition that we walk towards connection until the level of our root of mutual guarantee between us. And then we will have no concern except for the level of connection between us, and we will be as one body, as organs in one body, where each one operates in its own special way, and we are all connected to the attainment of harmony that is called the life of the body. Let us desire to do this. There are no physical actions here, but only internal actions that are needed from us, so that we will feel that we are this way. And so this action is very swift. You can say it's immediate. If we, from now onwards, begin to proceed towards it, already we will begin to feel that a force is created between us that we've never felt before, a very great force through which, through this connection between us, we can solve all of our problems. And truly, we shouldn't argue or compete, and not through discussions or talks. All we need to do is be as one family that sits around the round table and discusses how it can overcome all of the problems that are relevant to the family. To treat the elderly people in the family, the youngsters and the babies and the adults, everything that belongs to us. And if we approach in this way, as one man and one heart, all Israel are our friends. We are brothers. Love thy friend as thyself. And more such sayings that talk about the state in which we are a people. Today you've become a people. Because if we keep this condition of the Arvut, by that we promise, we make sure that no enemy or person who hates us can rise up against us. And we make sure that it won't happen in the future either. And if we do see in the future any kinds of obstacles, if these such things awaken or stir up, then it will only be as a sign that we lack some measure of our root there, of mutual guarantee. So from now on, let us see our lives as full of or proceeding towards this good future on the condition that we're constantly taking care to be connected as families, as brothers in one family, the entire nation is one family, and certainly by that we shall win. We saw this in our history, that only by us descending from love thy friend as thyself, from this degree to the hatred of others, by that we cause a destruction. The destruction of Israel, the exile of Israel. And then we can, and especially now, to take the step in the opposite direction. From this distance between us, this breaking between us, it is specifically now that we can reach the state of the united people of Israel, the whole and complete land of Israel, and we will not see any enemies stand up against us. And not that we will just be powerful psychologically and prepare ourselves towards war. No, but we will be able to push it away, to neutralize war, to cancel it out through the connection between us. We have a very strong power and force, and we must make an effort to use it. If we begin, then we will see that within a few actions towards connection to be as one man and one heart and one unified purpose, to feel ourselves as one people, through such a number of such short actions in the next few days, we'll be able to see if we are able to come a little bit closer to it, as much as each person understands, we will see the force that is awakened between us. It will be like in the body of a person where the organs begin to work harmoniously with each other, even though each organ has its own direction. But all of them for the sake of working together between us in one system, and then this body begins to be more and more healthy, so that it is no longer under the threat of the different things that can harm it. Of the different damagers. And by that we will reach a society that will be completely safe from any external harm. And afterwards we'll be able to solve all of our internal problems, any problems that will remain. Because through the connection, if we approach the correction of each and every problem, through connection we'll see that we can organize our lives completely on all the different levels and in all ways. So you're saying that there's some immediate actions that we can take in our home within a few days, and that if the people of Israel take these actions that you're suggesting, we'll be able to begin to feel this new power that is awakened between us. Because you're saying that this is the most powerful weapon. It will be both a shield and a weapon, and you're talking about this very great power. What are the actions that you recommend for the public to do? I recommend for the public to enter what we are now calling workshops or roundtables, where we discuss special issues that have to do with our fate, and we make an effort to rise above our personal egos in these discussions around the roundtable or in the workshops, so that we desire to reach the solutions through love and through the arvud and the mutual guarantee. First, we need to seek, what is this love? What is this connection and this integration? What is this arvud or mutual guarantee? First of all, we need to find this common point. And then from it, we can solve all of our problems. How can we start to connect better? How do we solve problems in the economy, in education, in culture, in drugs, in delinquency, and all kinds of things. And we have lots of problems in society, and there is no lack. It doesn't matter what we discuss. The most important thing is, for every fault that we find, or flaw, it will be for us only as a reason to discern deeper and deeper with this term, this concept of arvut, of mutual guarantee. So I see that all these problems, including the Iranian threat, only arrive in order for us to strengthen the arvut between us. I see it in the opposite way. Not that I need the arvut in order to solve and take away all the external and internal problems. No, these external and internal problems are revealed this way from nature, by nature, so that we will reach this arvut, so that we will fulfill our role to be connected as the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, in the land of Israel. These days we've been inviting all kinds of experts here to come and talk to the and help us prepare the people for these coming unpleasant states that are coming closer. And you are an expert on social matters and relationships between people. So what would you recommend for the public to do in order to prepare themselves towards these states? To participate as much as possible in these activities. You have an opportunity here. Let's say you're on air right now and all of the people of Israel are listening to you. Let's imagine to ourselves that we are on this program and the entire people of Israel is now watching, and we can now transfer to them online maybe an activity, maybe something to think about. You were talking about some immediate actions and things that weren't really about making any physical actions. And you were talking about searching for points of love and connection. I didn't quite understand. So the question is, can you really take us all through the process now? In order to do that, I need a round table. We need to put one in every house. Oh, it doesn't have to be around. Even one person in front of a TV or his computer, the computer screen. Who sees the group that is sitting around a round table, and it is discerning and scrutinizing this concept. What is arvut? What is mutual guarantee? What is love between us? What kind of state do we need to reach? We don't need to talk about the problem so much, because by that we will sink into them again. We need to rise above them to talk more about what is this connection, this love, this mutuality, which is what builds and does not destroy. And so the more we talk about the positive, we should talk more about the positive and as less as possible about the negative. So you would like for the public, the Israeli public, to hold such discussions, each one with himself or at work. Let's say everybody's talking about this state that's coming closer. So you would like people to talk about this everywhere? If I understand your advice, as opposed to other professionals, what you're saying is we shouldn't prepare for the coming threat, but let's prepare. No, the place where a person is the is a place where he talks, what he talks about. I don't want to talk about the threat. I want to use the positive forces. I want to use the forces that raise us above the threat, that cancel the threat, that treat it in such a way that all of these factors or all these causes disappear. The security things and social problems, they're gone from view completely. It's some kind of public therapy. It's not therapy. I'm not giving some sort of relaxing drug to everybody. It's not some sort of psychological cure. I'm saying that by this, the people is discovering a new force that is above our lives, because it's the force of connection, which is against the ego, against man's nature. And by that, we clarify and emphasize this force that is born out of our connection. It doesn't just exist in nature as it is. Therefore, this is why there was this condition that if you want to reach Arvut, then you become a people, a nation, and then you advance. If not, then as is written, this is the place of your burial. So you're saying that these discussions about what arvut is and what love is, it will stir between us this kind of force that exists above our lives, above our life. So what is exactly this force, and how can we use it as a weapon or a shield? It's the same life force that exists in our bodies, when the organs operate harmoniously in our root between us, it's called life. It's called the force of life. So that if all the organs begin to work out of harmony, not in balance with each other, then all the problems begin to awaken. And the problem with the force of our root, then the lack of this force that unites all the organs in a unified work, the lack of this force causes the body to begin to disintegrate until it ceases, until it dies. And for us, it means that we don't understand each other, that one organ doesn't talk and understand the other, and then the body falls apart. I think this is exactly the state of the Israeli society on the day-to-day basis, that a person doesn't understand the other, and each person thinks that he's the one who's right in each and everything. And really, the last year, we've seen that it proves it very well. And it reaches a culmination. So now this state of emergency that we're talking about, we know that emergencies bring people to a feeling of togetherness, to a kind of connection. So you're saying we should awaken a positive force, this life force of balance and harmony. How do you see this separated Israeli society? Let's say it like this. If there was no state of emergency on the horizon, you wouldn't be sitting here with us talking about it. Well, also before we talked about our food. Yeah, there's people listening to us here on this opportunity. Yeah, that is why I'm using this opportunity. But I'm saying to you again, this force is vital to everything, not only for the state of our security, but also to correct our financial state and health and in general, the gaps between people in the country, everything. This force of connection of our root, it balances and corrects everything in the most ideal way. It brings you to a state in which you are in a family, that even if you receive a bit less or more, it's with social agreement, because here, in this current state, it is the best state for all. It is the solution for now that is the most optimal. So this illustration of organs of the body that are not synchronized feels very right to me for the state of the Israeli society, because each system, each sect is pulling in a different direction, in his own direction. The question is, how do we actualize this in action, in reality, to understand this love, this mutual guarantee? Do you expect the public to take such discussions and disconnection from life, to take a break from our day-to-day life and all of our disagreements? You're saying, let's take a break, like stop, and then say we're not us for a moment. We're rising above all of our problems, all of our troubles, all of the distance between us, and we discuss only how to reach and attain our root, mutual guarantee. We need to rise above all of our ego and all of the troubles that it causes between us. Otherwise, we'll never rise above it. We need to let it go. Stop talking about the illness. Start talking about the state of health. By that, you awaken positive forces, forces that heal you. If you always stay in your problems, you only make them bigger, and you develop them. You cause the body to get worse and worse, and that is clear to us from our life. To talk about the state of health, there are such therapies also for people who are ill, of course. So if we translate this into the social realm or the personal realm or the Israeli society, what is it that you suggest? I suggest that we should sit together as close as we can in these round tables and discuss the good states, the states in which we are connected, where we are together through this connection between us, how we would solve our normal daily problems. We don't need to talk about the war and Iran as if it's something far. We should talk about what's close to us, but do so through the connection. Why do we take this? In order to clarify the concept of connection. But firstly, we need to grasp it. And then we can use it to solve the problems. And then we use it in order to discover the illness and heal it through connection. Because through the connection and lack of connection, through connection, we see that the lack of connection is the illness. That is the problem with our social existence. So I didn't quite understand the process. You said before, stop talking about the illness, start talking about health. Yes. How do we reach our root? We've reached our root to a certain extent. You've talked about it, you clarified it, and the current talk. Let's say you have 30 minutes or an hour, and you've talked about it. You understood and began to understand, what does connection mean? This is the first half of the talk, of our training. Maybe a few more guiding questions, because I didn't quite understand. At this stage, all I talk about is the concept of connection, unity, arvut. What does it mean as one man in one heart? What does it mean to be as one family, to be in the love of others, of brotherly love? All these things are necessary. They're vital. They warm us. They make us closer. We've reached that. We've begun to feel between us this force of family, of connection, of unity, of mutual care and concern. Now, we have a number of problems. How can we solve them? Let's try. Let's make an exercise. How can we rise above the gaps in society, the unjust division of goods, which isn't unjust or unjust or insufficient? How can we rise above the waste in all the local authorities? And so on and so forth. How do we help each other? How do we build common storing houses? How do we help people who are in true crisis? Well, there are a lot of problems. We shouldn't take all of them. We'll take something. What does this mean? Let's check whether through our voot we can see how to overcome them. And then by that, we can strengthen the arvut. We strengthen the feeling of life in our body. I didn't understand this last point. The last point I understood is that we took a certain problem, and now we've reached its solution through the connection between us. Through discussion, we found together a certain path of dealing with it. Yes, and we agreed with it, upon it. We all need to agree? Yes, finally, yes. It needs to be about 10 people. Well, each person with the conditions that he has, as many people around him. You're saying that these discussions should happen everywhere. The more, the better. Yes. So the last stage that we did is that we together found a path, a way to deal with a certain problem. What next? Next, we need to see what have we done by this. We've strengthened the concept of our voot, of mutual guarantee. We have strengthened the force of life, the force of life of the society, just like in a body, in the human body. We've managed to reach a state in which the heart and lungs are working in harmony, more than they did previously in the previous state. And now we turn to educating our children. How do we deal with that? How do we solve that through the connection in our root between us? Because also in the so that also in the concept of educating children, this arvut, the concept of arvut will be, and that we will treat this education of children in a way that will be integrally linked to all parts of society, to the general sense of arvut, of this general force of life of arvut, and so that will grow. And now, by to a certain extent, we've also corrected education. And in this way, we create this recovery of the general body. The Israeli public likes very much to discuss on things that are very high and about the problems. Each one is willing to be a prime minister or the minister of security. So this is exactly my question. Your advice or recommendation for the strengthening of the Israeli public and to prepare it to this threatening state is to awaken a positive force within us. Yes, and we will discuss all the problems in the country. This is something that you say everybody likes. Excellent. But what is special about this is that by discussing it with everyone, we all change. But already today everybody discusses it. I want to understand what exactly is the exercise you're proposing. Today living room talks in all living rooms are about this threat that is coming. So what are you suggesting? I'm using this threat in order to connect. And they're talking about the threat itself. I am glad that I have this threat, because then finally we can reach connection, and in this connection we will solve all of our problems, internal, external, all of them. And all they do is talk about the troubles and stay there. So for me it becomes positive, it becomes beneficial, and for them it becomes destructive, because they enter more and more into their problems, into despair. So let me see if I understood what you're saying. You're saying that we have two ways of talking about our troubles. One way is not beneficial and only brings despair. Or, what? Or, we can take these problems as an invitation for discussion, but inside this discussion we don't even talk about these problems. We talk about the arvut, about the force of connection between us. And when we reach this force, when we attain this force of connection, then we talk about all the different problems in the society, internal ones, not the external ones. We'll reach the external ones later in order to strengthen and expand this force of arvut. So first we've found it, the force of arvut, and then we defined it and enlarged it in order to solve all kinds of problems between us. Culture, education, and the force of it, of arvut expanded. It was enlarged. And suddenly we feel a power in it, that truly there's something in it, in the center of the family, of this great family, the expanded family. There is within it such a power that it can raise us above all of our troubles, all of our problems, so that if we truly become stronger in this way, we will be in harmony with the entire nature. Suddenly we feel that there is a superpower in this arvut. And then it's clear to us why, when we once lost this arvut, we caused the destruction of the temple by that, and we caused exile by that. And now we're going back to from attaining this arvut to building the nation and the country in a way that nobody will be able to harm it. This is a very, very big difference in the approach that is accepted in our people. Our people is really used to delving in our problems. It's very hard in Israel. They talk about how it's hard in Israel, it's hard to live. And now you're turning it around. You're giving a technique Well, you, as a psychologist, can't you see that this is what needs to happen? When a person goes to a psychology, what does he need to talk about his problems? It never ends, and it doesn't solve anything. How meaningful is it, really, after we've gone through this process, to invest in the solution of the problem? In the solution of the problem, a few things came up here. Is it mandatory to actualize them, or can we leave it on this level? We will see, because actually, it's enough for us to agree with these things, for us to begin to behave differently, just a little bit, and that will solve the problem, each and every problem. All in all, the approach of a person to life is that his approach is the thing that makes his life, that creates his life. I know that the Arut movement has been organizing round tables for a long time, for over a year. So do you see a difference between what we've done so far to what we need to do now, or is it this on the same line? I think that we should give to these roundtables and workshops a level of importance that is new. Because of the threats, because of the crisis, and the new taxes that are being given, etc., that this is the solution. We need to go from just talking about a few protests or the cottage cheese going up in price, that now it's not just a few shekels, that now it's already true problems, blows into our income and threats to, in general, to our life. We need to use this in order to raise the importance of these discussions to a completely new level, to this essential change in our lives. What is this change? Well, what change are you talking about? I'm talking about that by us connecting in the form of our vut between us, by that we change a person's approach, completely change his approach to life, to the society, to the country, to the state, and to the world. By this, we begin to feel, each and every one of us, to feel ourselves as existing, not on our own, but as connected to the nation, as an integral part of the nation. One feels his own existence in a different way, as a part of everything else. One feels everything. The general public that exists, he begins to feel his life, not through his own body as, say, one cell within this great body. I begin to feel the livelihood of the entire body. So then my level of life, the acknowledgement, the consciousness of life, the experience of life, is already on the level of the entire nation. This has felt a little bit at a time of war. Yes, but because of the lack, not out of the positive, but out of the negative. Here, it will be different because you feel the force of life. There, you feel that by that you ease your anxieties. Here, you feel that you attain the meaning of life. You begin to live. Imagine that cell that barely has any life in it to the feeling of life in the whole body. And in this body, you feel that you exist in them, in the society. I feel in a whole, in a way that is whole, that is eternal. It's as though you lose the sense of life that you now feel, that you only belong to this you, to this body. It's as if you become united, connected. You can say it's a psychological phenomenon, but why is it important? Our entire life is a psychological phenomenon. But so what? Look at what we reach. That I become connected to the entire body, the whole body. And then all of my values are in accordance to this body. the way I live, the way I receive this reality, it raises it all to this level of consciousness that is new. And this is truly characteristic of our times. Well, I'd like for you to connect me to this feeling that I'm part of the nation, part of the people. Can you clarify the difference? You said that during war, this feeling comes in order to ease the anxieties that a person has. And here you're saying a different process. Because I remember, for example, my memory from the last war, I used to live in this village in Emek Hefe, and we hosted a few families from Ramat Gan because there were missiles there during the War of the Mifrats, and also now in the Second Lebanon War, we hosted a few families from the north, from Nahariya. And many people here in Israel have such illustrations that during a war we act differently than we do in the day-to-day life. So you're saying that this feeling of the individual being part of the nation during a time of war is different than this force and power that you're suggesting that we should awaken through these discussions about good things between us. As you said, don't talk about the illness, but talk about health. What exactly... Well, let's say like this, these processes that happen during war, do they serve this upgrade in society that you want to lead, that a person feels himself as a part of society? Yes, but only if we take it only as a starting point, and we don't discuss it and talk about it all the time. Yeah, but you know, we need to enter a state of war is not something you choose. If it happens, it happens. This warmth, you're talking about the connection of a person to the people. I'm not talking about this escape from the problems. I'm talking about the victory over this entire life that is felt as life in a broken body, the organs of which are separated and are not operating in harmony. My leg was once broken in three places. And I couldn't do what I used to do. As much as I wanted to move it, I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to function. It hurt, and it was unable to perform the orders that I wanted it to perform. I couldn't raise it, I couldn't turn it, nothing. It was completely broken. It was cut through all the bones. And later, they mended. They connected after a period of time. It connected. It was only a few years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago. Maybe. The question is, what is the difference between the broken leg and the whole leg? That's broken and that's whole. No. The broken leg doesn't feel the body. It can't function together with the body. It cannot enjoy what the body enjoys. It's disconnected. Then they close it off with a cast and tie it with all kinds of ropes. And that's it. The body doesn't enjoy it. It's hard for it to function without the leg. Of course it doesn't. And the leg, of course, doesn't enjoy being cut off from the body. After it rejoins the body, after a while, it's healed. Then both of them can enjoy it. The body enjoys the leg, and the leg enjoys the body. The leg understands the orders of the body, and it performs them to the mutual joy of both of them. And how is that related to the society in Israel? It's the same. If I am connected to the society and we're all connected to each other, together we operate as a whole, nice, healthy system, and we all help each other in a mutual way, suddenly we feel how much the treasures, what a great possession that we have, that we don't use, that we waste it. Because each one thinks only of himself, we have such bounty, and we don't use it because each one doesn't want to divide and share with others. All we need is to share, because if you attain Arvut, suddenly you feel that you have such reserves, such treasures. You can read in the newspapers. The farmers don't even collect all of the grains because there's no one who will buy it. And in the meantime, half the people don't have enough. And those who sell vegetables, they sell it for a shekel per kilo. In the store, you buy it for 15 shekels per kilo. It all happens because the unjust division and lack of consideration. And it's true for the entire world, but we need to give this example that in connection and unity we create harmony in all the levels, on all the levels. And aside from that, again, we attain a special force that comes to us because we not only connect between us into one body, as all of Israel connected. And then we have a nation as one family, but by being connected in such a way, by that we are connected to the general system of nature that is now presenting itself as an integral system, where everything is connected, interconnected. The still life, the vegetative life, and the animal life, and also human society. And then if a person connects to all of nature according to this harmony, to these laws of interconnectedness, then he gains. And we will see this in Arvut. We will see how suddenly we will discover positive forces from nature, health. So much so that we will see how everything is organized and falls into place. And these Iranians and all of the others, and I'm not fantasizing, I'm a very real person, all of them, they will become our friends. They will turn into our friends by going above and by creating our root. You will be as a hero who makes his enemy into his lover. This is how it will be. Why? Because these forces in nature, they are the ones who awaken each and every nation to rise against the other nation. And we will feel in the approach and attitude towards us from all the nations, and especially from our neighbors, how this situation will change. Let's see, what is there anything that we lose by this? No, because you gain from the first moment in this connection, in this internal and psychological shield. You correct the social balance in a better division of goods, in education, in the family, all the problems that we have with violence everywhere. It's certain that the nation will be stronger, the country will be stronger, will be connected and strong within inside, and you'll see how it works above our minds, because we begin to use the integral system of nature. And there are a lot of researches about this, that we all belong to one mechanism, and suddenly you are in this one united mechanism as this leg that is connected to the body. Just like you connected to this nation as one body, then this body is now connecting to nature, to this greater body. And suddenly you attain this life force that you can't even imagine right now what it is. Suddenly you have such treasures. You know, just like Einstein's formula, E equals mc squared. How much energy do you have in each gram of matter? Each gram of matter is enough for you to sustain the Earth for thousands of years. You rise above to such forces because you begin to use connection and not the broken system. There's a very important point that I would like to clarify here. I think Oren tried to ask about it. because you gave a very nice explanation about connection, and suddenly I understood that there are two fashions of connection. There is connection out of fear that gives one type of result. This is what psychologists use. And there's connection out of arvut, mutual guarantee, and that's a completely different result. No, we use the fear in order to start, and immediately we leave it and continue onwards. We attain arvut, and only later we awaken the fear, meaning all the different problems in society, in order to enlarge the arvut. We come with the fear, we move to arvut, talk about it, attain it, and then in order to raise it, we need the problems, the issues. And if we pull each and every problem towards arvut and by that solve it, then we begin to raise the arvut, and the more the force of unity is, it will be strong, then together with these problems, it will grow. So we take the small system of arvut that we've created in our agreement, and we begin to take all of our lives, all of our problems into it, and then the small system of arvut begins to expand more and more until we reach such dimensions as the dimensions of the whole nation, of the whole country. And then by that, to the extent that we grow, we automatically become, even without making any calculations, we come to the harmony with the entire natural system, which is also in arvut, and then we feel this kind of addition suddenly from all of these systems. Suddenly, we don't have problems with the climate. Suddenly, we don't have problems with our neighbors. Suddenly, we don't have all kinds of things that used to come. In a balanced system, all you feel is the feeling of health. So the question is, do we have any exercises that a person can do even when he's not with other people? What is attractive about your explanation here is that we can connect according to a certain thought. With this certain thought, we can connect to a huge power, a huge strength. And you said that I can do this when I'm with others. The question is, can you give us a kind of exercise in thought that I can do when I'm on my own that will also connect me to this power, to this shield, to this force of arvut, to this really strong force that you're talking about? Is there anything like that, a kind of exercise I can do in my thoughts? You in front of the TV screen. No, let's say I'm not in front of the screen. Let's say I'm not somewhere where I can connect to something. Something I can do on my own, with myself. Think about this connection and how beneficial it can be to the solution of all the problems. You go somewhere, see if on the road, if you can see the state of arvut, this corrected state, how will everyone behave if they're all in arvut? If that was your son and your brother and so on, your family, would you cut them off on the road? Would you cut the other car off? And how would you relate to each and everything that happens? Because we are brothers, after all. I think that in a time of war, there are a lot of accidents. I remember that before I had a car, I had to reach my base every day. Well, there are less accidents, excuse me. We need to reach a kind of state of patience. I didn't quite understand this exercise. We need to think about the connection. Look at your life today and think about what this life would look like if everyone was connected and treated each other as brothers. Try and make this comparison. I should illustrate to myself this comparison. One against the other, compare them. The way the ego succeeds and celebrates, or the love overcomes and celebrates. Imagine it to yourself. How would we live in this way? It's hard to imagine how this could be, but through discussion we can reach it and be even thankful towards the Iranians. All these threats in the economy, in the protests, and hunger that can come, with all the bounty that you have, suddenly there will be nothing to eat. How can you think of that? How can you understand that? Because it's just like in the broken body, in the body that is ill. Everybody around me gives me food. Here, why don't you eat something? Why don't you taste something? And I'm lying down and don't want anything. It's a wonder. It's unrealistic. It's not logical. But this is what happens. In one place, they burn and throw away all the food in order to keep the price is high in another place for it to be 10 shekels per kilo of tomatoes. To make it 2 shekels? No. They won't. Can you understand what it means, lack of arvut? But that's what happens. That's what's happening. We're manufacturing today on Earth 38%, I think, more than what we need in order to feed all the 7 billion people. And almost 50% of the population is in relative hunger. Some of them is not relative. Some of them are very hungry. Some of them die of hunger. It's all because of a lack of mutual guarantee. Can we do another exercise? I see that you want to ask. So go ahead, because our time is short. I understood from this entire talk that actually the threat now is an opportunity for us to create a kind of connection that we didn't have before. I'd say that this is what it exists for. And what do we do? We are dealing with a threat instead of the opportunity. Right. So now you've described a state that I'm still dealing with to differentiate between the connection out of fear, which is only a beginning phase, that will bring us to connection that is different. Now, that also explained a lot of questions that I asked myself and a lot of people, I suppose, ask, what's the difference between what we had until today? Because we had a lot of wars before, and we connected, and everything was fine. And then the war ended, and then the threat went away, and the connection went away. And now, because the connection was out of lack, and not through us achieving a new life. If we achieve through our root, through mutual guarantee, a new level of life, then we don't need the threat. It's only a trigger and nothing else. No more than that. So the most important for us is to reach a new level of life. And once we attain it, we won't want to come down from that. Because this pleasure, this candy, it attracts us and it won't let us go back down to the problems. So why did we do so in all the other wars? Because you didn't want arvut. All you did was try and uncover your anxiety a little bit. I didn't understand. People were suffering. I hosted them at home. They were hungry. I gave them food. That's mutual guarantee in action. No. Why did it end? The war ended and I told them to go home and I didn't want them to come back until the next war. You did it, first of all, only with your own relatives when you had no choice. Yeah, but I remember I volunteered also not for my relatives. I stood in the junction and I gave food to soldiers who went up to the war in Lebanon when I was a kid. I didn't know them. Why did it end? When that ended, everything ended. You didn't have a purpose, the goal of reaching arvut and connection. You used the threat as a stepping stone to it. You didn't use the threat as a stepping stone to it. You looked how you searched for a way to erase this threat, and we don't want to erase the threat. The threat is happening in order to put us in the right position. It is only showing us the illness for us to treat it. And you want to take some pill against the pain and not to treat the illness itself. And in the meantime, it develops, and it has developed until now. You've never treated the illness itself. You've never treated the ego. You've never treated the connection. You didn't go for it. We now need to see the current state as an illness, that we must not let it just go by. We need to use it in order to reach this level of life. And always, all you gave yourself was some sort of relaxing drug, and only. And in all those periods of the eruption of the illness, you would somehow live in between them, in between the wars. So our time for this talk is up. So if you could give us a one sentence to summarize this approach, what do we need to take onwards with us in our minds, the general public in Israel? What is the right way to prepare? In all of our channels and the media, in all of our paths to begin to disseminate the attainment of our root of mutual guarantee as the salvation, as the way to save ourselves, and the solution to the general crisis, on the other hand. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. I hope you join us for more talks. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. Until next time, all the best, and see you. We have what to think about. All the best.